Let's check in with the WPKY broadcast crew here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
And, of course, we're at the Caldwell-Canning Extension Office, something we started last year. Heather Riley's great idea, and I give Heather all the credit for this, Shane Bogle, because she did a fantastic job. Last year, we started doing something for FFA Week here on WPKY. Going to continue doing that, and we're starting off with you guys. I think very appropriate to start with our youth, because FFA Week is all about our youth and what's going on. And Shane Bogle with the Caldwell-Canning Extension Office here. We're with Shane and Rhonda and Ashley and a couple of our young ladies, our 4-H'ers here this week as well, to celebrate a little bit about them. But you guys are very involved and very connected to your youth programs like 4-H and FFA.
I tell you what, if a small community, that's going to happen, and there's going to be a lot of crossover between those. And in a farming community like this, it means a whole lot. It means a whole lot to have those connections.
Absolutely. And you probably grew up in the youth organizations, too, when you were coming up.
I did. I was an early 4-H'er and then a later FFA-er.
I had the same experience, early and late. And I think I managed to stay through 4-H through all those programs, even through FFA, too. They let me be in both of them.
I didn't have time. I farmed with family, and some things you just didn't get to do. So
obviously, and good to starting off 2026. How are things in Caldwell County this year?
It's been a busy year. I don't know if y'all been seeing the meetings. We do our morning ag show that talking about a meeting. Matter of fact, we have Master Cattleman tonight in Hopkins County, tomorrow night in Hopkinsville, and our tobacco meeting with Trigg County is tomorrow night there at the complex there.
You and Trigg have been partnering for many years to hold that tobacco meeting.
We have, as long as I've been here. It's 24 years now, and we've added Lyon County to that. But since some of the changes in our tobacco production, there's a lot less tobacco being raised. And I think Jay said they had one left in Lyon County. So,
tobacco farmers do you have in Caldwell?
Well, David and I was just talking about this morning. We're at 16 now. And when I started here 24 years ago, there was 103.
Big change in the tobacco industry.
Very big change.
I think it's, but a lot of row crop here too. Talk about the row crop and agriculture in Caldwell County.
Well, we're blessed. We have the reason the research center was put here is because we have two of the main soil types in the country is right here in Caldwell County. We have a sandstone based and a limestone based soil. So we have a very diverse county. You know, you're driving right now, you'll see canola, you'll see green wheat out there in the fields, and in the spring, soybeans and corn. And a lot of alfalfa. You go over toward the Fredonia area and go a little south. So very diverse county.
You got a lot of cattle here, too.
We are. And, you know, I think nationwide, we're off on cattle. I don't know that we're necessarily off in Caldwell County. There's fewer producers, but with a few more head of cows.
Yeah, but I mean, the folks who have got cattle right now are very happy to have cattle.
They are. And, you know, when you look at that price in the restaurants, you're thinking, man, these guys must be getting rich, but they are not. It's our packers that are getting rich. But right now is a good time, especially for us. Instead of sending our calves right to market, we keep those a little while, put a little weight on them. We can put some cheap gain right now, keep those calves a little bit longer, background them, and sell them and get a little bit of a premium out of them.
I think that's great, and a lot of farmers are doing that. Farmers who have a low diversification are probably in decent shape this year.
Well, that's what it's all about, is diversifying and keeping as much on farm as we can instead of farming that out to somebody else. You know, we've shipped cattle for years across the country because of our mud. We're learning better ways now to deal with that mud of Kentucky, and keeping some calves a little bit longer, we can make some money.
You've got an operation in the south end of the county that is finishing them out altogether through the Wagyu beef.
That's right. In confinement, you know, we always have heard that in dairy. You know, we've got those compost dairies, and they work very well, but it's also working very well for high-end beef.
And, of course, through that process, you mentioned meetings, but you also have your Master Cattleman program going on. You had several folks from Caldwell County in this year?
I think we have 15. Yeah, so it's good. We did that with two areas, so it was six counties total, or eight counties total, I'm sorry, that did it. And we just split that between two. Most of the other areas only had one, but we had enough participants we could split that where people didn't have to drive more than one county away to get to a Master Cattleman.
That's great. great because you can do Hopkins games and miss one, they can catch the other one probably.
And we've had that, you know, cross by same meal at each one, and both of them have been full. Both sessions were at their max. So Master Cabin's a very popular program in this area.
What does that do for folks who have never done that?
Well, most of the folks that's in this, it's a diverse group. We actually have some from that bee farm that you was just referring to that's in, sending some of their workers and some of their partners to it. And then just we got several young people, right, newer, younger producers, beginning farmers. So a good diverse group of folks.
Really good. You guys do a great job keeping folks abreast of what's going on, and that's what the extension does. That's what you guys do in Caldwell, and you've been doing it for many years now in Caldwell County.
Well, and we have, and thanks to y'all, because that makes it a lot easier for us to get that out there. You know, we don't do as much mailings as we used to. That used to be, when I came, that was how you got it out. You sent a mailing. It's still in my brain, but I'm embracing technology a little bit more and more with Facebook, and of course our road sign out here. We get a lot of mileage. We think we get a lot of mileage out of our promotions.
I think it's great. Caldwell County Extension Office, that's where we are today. Celebrating National FFA Week, we're on WPKY.